Chaitanya Prabhunishananda Jaya Jaita Godadha Shivasadhi.
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 6, 1985 at Murari Sevak Farm in Carrier, Mississippi. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 15, Texts 16 through 29.
Akadina Da Tambula Kaya Bhumite Porila Prabhu Achetana Hoya.
Translation. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate betel nuts offered to the deity, but they acted as an intoxicant and he fell down on the ground unconscious. Purport. Betel nuts are an intoxicant and therefore the regulative principles prohibit eating them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch betel nuts, even those offered to Vishnu, just as one should not touch grains on the Ekadasi day. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fainting had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personality of God, he can do whatever he likes and eat whatever he wants. But we should not imitate his pastimes. Aste baste pita mata moke dilopani shushto haya kohe prabhu apurva kahini. After his mother and father sprinkled water on his mouth with great haste, the Lord revived and said something they had never heard before.
Ato hoite visarup more loya gela sannasakoro ho tumi amare kohila.
The Lord said, Visarup took me away from here and he requested me to accept the sannyas order. Who knows who Visarup is? Who doesn't know who Visarup is? You don't know who Visarup is? Doctor, his elder brother who left home and took sannyas when Lord Chaitanya was a small boy. When Visarup grew up, then Jagannath Mishra thought that now let me find him a nice young girl and get him married. When Visarup heard that, he hit the road. Took sannyas. He wasn't interested. So then they made Lord Chaitanya they were very upset. They thought, now maybe Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas. So Lord Chaitanya said, no, don't worry, I'm going to stay and serve you both. I won't take sannyas, don't worry. So then they felt comforted. And now, you just heard what Lord Chaitanya said. So this is going to be like a bombshell in the hearts of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata.
Ami kohi Amar anath pita mata ami balok sannase kiba jani kotha.
Translation. I replied to Visarup, I have my helpless father and mother, and also I am but a child. What do I know about the sannyas order of life?
Grihastha hoya koribo pita mata sevan ihate tushto hoben Lokhi Narayan.
Later I shall become a householder and thus serve my parents, for this action will very much satisfy Lord Narayana and his wife, the goddess of fortune.
Tobe Visarupa hoya iha patailo more mata ke kohiyo koti koti namaskari.
Then Visarupa returned me home and requested, offer thousands and thousands of obeisances unto my mother, Sachi Devi.
E mato nana lalila kore gora hari,
ki karone lila iha bhujite na pari. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed various pastimes. But why he did so, I cannot understand. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees who come to this world are executing a mission. And therefore sometimes they act in a way that is very difficult to understand. It is said therefore, Vaishnava kriya murdha bhigyena bhujai. Even if one is a very learned and intelligent scholar, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava accepts anything favorable for executing his mission, but foolish persons, not knowing the purpose of such exalted Vaishnavas, indulge in criticizing them. That is forbidden. Since no one can understand what a Vaishnava does for the purpose of executing his mission, to criticize such a Vaishnava is the offense called sadhu ninda. Thus end the purport of text 22, Adi Lila, chapter 15 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If someone asks, well, why did Lord Chaitanya do this? Why did he do that? He's not subject to our being able to understand why he does something. In other words, he's not answerable to us. He does things with his own plan, and someone may understand why he does something, or someone may not understand. When Krishna ran away from the battlefield, people were criticizing, why is he running away? There's one time he ran away, therefore he's known as Ranchor, one who has left the battlefield. Kshatriya never leaves the battlefield. Our Lord Ramchandra, he was obliged to follow the rules of the Kshatriyas, but Krishna, he was independent. So sometimes he would follow rules and sometimes he'd do what he pleased. So he ran away from the battlefield. So people criticized, what's this? He ran away from the battlefield. But it turned that just in the middle of the battle he got the message that Goddess of Fortune Rukmini sent him to please save her. So immediately he left the battle to go save his devotee. So therefore, because the Lord, whose promise is that he will always protect his devotee, had neglected his honor for staying in a battle to protect his devotee, to show that that is his supreme promise. Therefore, the devotees glorify Lord Krishna's Ranchor, seeing that his greater mercy for protecting his devotee. So like this, sometimes one may understand what the Lord is doing. At that moment, people couldn't understand, why is Krishna leaving the battlefield? Of course his army was victorious in any case, but he had a higher purpose. So sometimes the spiritual master does something. Often Prabhupada would do things. Sometimes his disciples may have understood why he was doing those things. Sometimes they may not have understood. He's not obliged, or he's not answerable to the disciples. Spiritual master is not answerable to the disciples in terms of performing devotional service. Although the spiritual master is generally very kind and open, if someone has a question, which is not a challenging question, then spiritual master will reveal. Just like Bali Maharaj, of course, there's an exception, but it's not really an exception. It also backs us up. His spiritual master had always told him to surrender to Vishnu. One time, when Vamanadeva personally came, Sukracharya said, don't surrender to Krishna, don't give him anything. So then he said, my dear spiritual master, you've all along told me to surrender to Vishnu. Now you say he's personally come not to surrender. Why is that? And when he wasn't satisfied with the answer, then he saw there was a contradiction, so he even misobeyed. That is, even he didn't challenge directly, he inquired in a submissive way, but when he saw there was a contradiction on this most essential area, then he surrendered to Krishna, who had personally come present. Apart from such very extenuating circumstances where there's some obvious contradiction, it's not that the Vaishnava can always be understood. Actually, because he has some special purpose in fulfilling the Lord's desire, generally materialists cannot understand what the Vaishnava is doing, because the motives and the means, everything are different from a Vaishnava and someone who is a karmi or who is not a pure Vaishnava. So this is, of course, very mysterious. And Lord Chaitanya's pastimes have revealed that many of the things he did, people could not understand exactly why he was doing. Many of the things Lord Nityananda did, no one else could understand what was happening. Many of the things that Advaita Gosai did, no one could understand. Some of the things Srila Prabhupada did, no one could understand. But he definitely had his purpose. Whether it was assigning different devotees specific services, or whether it was Srila Prabhupada's reactions to different activities, different situations, he often would reveal, seeing that the disciples could not understand why, he would often reveal. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would also reveal, this is why I'm doing this. But sometimes they might not reveal. They may keep it to themselves. But the devotees, they understand this as one other spiritual opulence. So here, this pastime is between Lord Chaitanya, his mother and father, have many hidden purposes. Not necessarily what he's telling them at face value. That may be just some superficial reason. He may have some hidden purpose for what he's doing. Why he didn't take sannyas until he was 24 and so on. We know that Lord Chaitanya, when he finally took up his Sankirtan movement, then was joined by Lord Nityananda, he was able to bring all of the students with him. After he became a professor of Sanskrit studies in his own university, all of his students he later brought to the path of Harinam Sankirtan. Of course, eventually, he's already giving the hint that he'll take sannyas. But superficially, he's saying, no, I'm going to remain home. It's my duty to act as grihastha. Which is what he did.
Koto din arohimiso gelo poralok. Mata putra duhar bharilohi disok.
After some days, Jagannath Misra passed away from this world to the transcendental world, and both mother and son were very much aggrieved in their hearts.
Bandhu bandhava asi duha prabodhilo. Pitri kriya vidhi mate swara korilo.
Friends and relatives came there to pacify both Lord Chaitanya and his mother. Then Lord Chaitanya, even though he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, executed the rituals for his dead father according to the Vedic systems.
কত দিনে প্রভু চিত্তে করিলা চিন্তন, গৃহস্থ হইলাম এবে চাহি গৃহ ধর্ম।
After some days, the Lord thought, I did not take sannyas. Since I am remaining at home, it is my duty to act as a grihastha.
Grihini vina grihadharma na hoya sobhan, ato chinti vivaho korite hoilo mon.
Without a wife, Lord Chaitanya considered, there is no meaning to householder life. Thus the Lord decided to marry. It's a Sanskrit verse.
Na grihan griha ityahur grihini grihamuchyate toyahi sahita sarvan purushartan samasnute.
Merely a house is not a home, for it is a wife who gives a home its meaning. If one lives at home with his wife, together they can fulfill all the interests of human life.
Daivayak dina prabhu poriya asite balavacharjya khonna deke ganga pote.
One day when the Lord was coming back from school, he accidentally saw the daughter of Balabhacharya on the way to the Ganges.
Purva siddha bhava duhar uddhaya korilo doive banamali gataka sachistane ailo.
When the Lord and Lakshmi Devi met, their relationship awakened, having already been settled, and coincidentally the marriage maker Vanamali came to see Sachi Mata. Vanamali Ghatak, a resident of Navadvip and a brahmana by caste, arranged the marriage of the Lord to Lakshmi Devi. He was formerly Vishwamitra, who negotiated the marriage of Lord Ramachandra, and later he was the brahmana who negotiated the marriage of Lord Krishna with Rukmini. The same brahmana acted as the marriage maker of the Lord in Chaitanya Lila. One devotee has the eternal pastime of being the matchmaker of the Lord. He comes every incarnation and arranges the marriage. It's called Ghatak. Vanamali Ghataka. It's Ghataka or Ghatak. It's a very, Ghatak. Matchmaker. This is a special profession. They're expert at telling who is suitable, who have the similar kind of interfaceable, now modern language, have the compatible personalities and qualities and so on. And that was their total business. It's why brahmanas would do that. Ghatak. You wanted to find a suitable match? Go to the marriage placement service. They had a special brahmanas who were expert in astrology and seeing the qualities. They would do that. We really need that in ISKCON. To avoid the Broken Hearts Club. But here, this is very significant. How each devotee has got an individual relationship with the Lord. I made this point many times, that each of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna. Just like that one brahmana who offers his food to his little Gopal deity and Lord Chaitanya kept coming and eating. When he revealed, they said, well, he also came to Yasoda's house and was offering his food there to Narayan, and little Gopal would come and eat it. And he thought that this boy is breaking my offering. And every incarnation he'd go to the house of Dasarath, this different, and then this would be a regular pastime. So here's another devotee. Some devotees have pastimes in the material world and some have their eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. So this particular devotee, he's got fixed service of going every time and fixing up the Lord's marriage. Yes? When they have a Broadway performance, every actor has to practice the part. It has to be perfectly synchronized. Right? Even if the... Yeah, well, the rest of their life, they're in bliss. And some of them have more than one part. This is their main, this is the part where they're playing, this is their main part. Not that he wasn't already associated, obviously he was a friend of the family, he came by, he was associated just like the elderly gopas and gopis in Vrindavan. But this was his part where he was the star of this particular, he was the one who actually arranged the marriage. This was his starring role at that moment. But otherwise it wasn't that he had no. In this particular case, surely he was resident of Navadvip Brahmana by caste. He was associated with a family. Must have been a pure devotee, Nityasiddha.
Sachira ingite sambandha korilo gatan Lakshmi ke vivaha koilo sachiranandan.
Following the indications of Sachi Devi, Vanamali Ghatak arranged the marriage. And thus in due course the Lord married Lakshmi Devi. Should we read some of the details from the Chaitanya Bhagavad of this? I was going to read on Nityananda's Vyas Puja, but since we're on the subject here. Lakshmi Priya. Hog, huh? Alphabetically, according to the Bengali alphabet. Janaki. Yeah. Their indexes, and there's an index by person. Indexes are very wonderful the way they do it. An index by words. We just have index by word, generally. They make it index by word and index by person. Sometimes they also have index, this is index by verses. Sometimes they have index by places, things, cities, rivers, any, they have all kind of indexes. Concepts, usually word would cover that. Nanda Kumar. Nanda Nandana Nitai. Purushottam Balaram Nijai. Lakshmi. Lakshmi Priya. Adi Lila 1048. What's that? It's the bird? I use for bookmarks. What did I say? 1048.
Vira Joban, Vivahira Kajavani Chinto Anukan, Senovo Dipe Boiseyaka Subrahman, Balavacharjo Nama Jone Karasam.
So after the saying that Sachi Mother Sachi saw that Lord Chaitanya was getting into his full youth, so now it was time to think about marriage. So in that town, there was in Navadvip, there was a very good Brahmin known as Balabhacharya, who was equal to Janak Raj. Janak Raj is the father of Sita, one of the 12 Mahajans. He was Janakarishi. Where Janakarishi? Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, 44th slok, says that previously Balabhacharya was actually the king of Mithila Desh. Tankonache jano lakimoti moti niravade viprotar chinte jogo prati. They're thinking that, so Mother Sachi already was thinking that maybe her daughter would be, it's very beautiful, and she's very chaste, and maybe be suitable to be the wife of Lord Chaitanya. Doivelaki akodena gela ganga snane gora chandra jane samai sekone. One day Lucky Rani, she went to take a bath in the Ganges. Just at that time it happened that Lord Chaitanya was there. Started to smile. Lakshmi, immediately upon seeing Lord Chaitanya, just spontaneously offered her respects at his lotus feet. Hanomate dohe jini chini dohe gore gela ke bujite pare gura sundaya kela. So, after seeing each other, then they went home. But immediately there was, Sachiman didn't reveal her mind. Lord Chaitanya didn't say, these things are all happening simultaneously. Isari chai, according to the Lord's desire, vipra bonomalinam se din gela teho sachi devistan. Just the same day, Banamali, one Brahmin, he happened to come to the house of Sachi Devi. Namaskariyai re vasiladi chavar asana dilenai koriya adhor. He offered, Mother, please accept my respectful obeisances. And then merely Mother Sachi gave a nice seat and gave the Brahmin a place to sit down with great affection. Aira bolena tobe bonamali achacho putro vivahira kene na chintoho kacho. Then Bonamali asked the mother, why you're not thinking about the marriage of your son? Bolavachacho kule shile sadachare nirdoshe boise nano bodhipe bitore ta konna loki prai rupe sile mane se samanna karo jade icha hoya mone. Let's see. Banamali Gata Gorganadesha Deepika says, Vishwa Mitra Gatak see Ram. Oh, he's all the same thing, it probably said. He was the Ghatak in Rama Leela, also in other pastimes as well. So then he said, Malavacharya in his house, his house is very strict, pure vegetarian, pure brahmanas, sadachari. And he has a faultless, and he's living here in Navadvip without any defect in his family, his heritage, his behavior. He has a daughter, just almost like Lakshmi. Form almost like Lakshmi. And what about trying to make an engagement with that family and that girl if you think so in your mind? Then the mother said, Ai vole pitruhin bhalokama jiyuk porukage tobe karjoa. Then the mother said, I am a fatherless son of mine. Let him grow and read first. Then we can see about these other household works. Mother Sachi said that in reply. This is not right, but we just read it and then say it, but you know. Huh? It's all right this way? All right. Aye kothai biprova riporos na paya cholilena biprokechu dukhita hoya. The Brahmin didn't find very much nectar in the words of Mother Sachi. He left a little disappointed and sad. Doi de pate deka hailo gora chandra sange tare deki alingana koilo praburange. Just by the will of providence, as he was walking down the road, who did he meet? But Gora Chandra. And there, seeing the Lord, he embraced the Lord. The Lord embraced him. Younger boy at that time. Affection, he embraced him. Rasa. It gives the explanation. Says he didn't get any ras from talking to Mother Sachi, so he left a little toasted, I mean, disappointed. Rasa swade jale bircho shingarado bishe drobe bole roga. It's a Sanskrit. Bhole rage deho datho tiktado parade picha. This is from the Prakrita Kavyalankare. It's the definition of ras. Want to go into the ras? Yeah. Ras means something which is very, very special, gives a special loving feeling in the heart, which is a permanent feeling, which is loving, which is nectar, and which is filled with emotion. These are the different kinds of things which have ras. And that which is increasing, one increases one's taste, which gives happiness by hearing, is called ras. This was not the words that he got from what I said. Then it goes into the seven full rasas and the five, seven changing rasas and the five full rasas. And it goes into the Goes into all those. Okay, so here, in this place, after all these definitions, the Ghatak, the head of all the Ghataks, Vanamali, Acharya, when he suggested to Mother Sachi about the marriage, and she just put him off. At that time, he didn't get any juice, no rust, from her words. In other words, in an esoteric way, he saw Santa Rus manifested in her words rather than higher levels of Bhakti Rus. That's why it says that in normal pure devotees' poetry, they consider Santa Rasa to be dry. And not really indicating the real exchange and counter-exchange of loving relations, which is symbolized by the word rasa, which is available in other forms of devotional service. So,
where's the
book
of
Rasa
were dry?
That's the comparison. Well, Santa Rasa. They were not expanding his opportunity to do devotional service. He considered them to be more in Santa Rasa rather than in a serving. Yeah. See, that she was reciprocating the kind of a material logical thing without really going into the actual service that was needed to be done for Lord Chaitanya. Anyway, goes into these things has depth. I was thinking it would be nice to have a Krishna book, to one time have a Chaitanya book. Kind of go through all the pastimes like that in a flowing way. With little, the purports and like Prabhupada did. Right. So people could read the whole life of Lord Chaitanya. What do you think of that? Like Prabhupada did Krishna, there'd be room in the future to translate all the Chaitanya Bhagavad. Because it goes into such little details, so then, it's one, but to have a flowing life of Lord Chaitanya might help people to appreciate his life and pastimes, and then they can always go into the detail. See, where did I leave? Oh, he was embracing, right? So now, Prabhu vole koho, giachile konbite, dija vole tumar janani sambhashite. Prabhu said, Lord Chaitanya said, tell me, my dear Brahman, where have you gone? To whose house? The Brahman replied, I went to see your mother, to discuss with your mother. Tumar vibaha lagi bila bililao tane na jane suniya shraddha na koile na kene. I went to discuss. Wow, this guy's heavy. Yep. I went to discuss regarding your marriage to her. I don't know why she did not listen with faith to my words. Heavy, huh? It's a mess around. Sunita bachana isha mona hoila hashitare shambhashiya mandire aila. As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard his words, he became silent. Then he, laughing he, to him, and saying some parting words, he went to his own temple.
Jananire hashiya bole na shekone, acharyera sambhashana koile balokene.
When he saw his mother, smilingly, he asked her, immediately, why didn't you accept the words of the Brahmin take the words in a good, favorable attitude?
Putteringite pai sochiya horishita ardine vipreyani kohilena kosa.
Getting the message from her son, the hint from the son, Sachi became happy, joyful, and the next day called again for the Brahmin to have discussions.
Sachi bole viprokali je kohila tumi sigrotaha koraho kohinu eyami.
Today I am telling to you, my dear Brahmin, whatever you have said yesterday, now you may arrange it today quickly. See if there's any purports on those. Not yet.
Ahi charana duli loi brahman, sekhane choli lena balabha bhavan.
He took the lotus foot dust from Mother Sachi and immediately he went to the house of Balabhacharya.
Balabhacharya deki sambrahme tahane bahumana kori bosai lena sone.
As soon as Balabhacharya saw the Brahmin come, immediately he offered him a nice seat, asana, and with all respect had him sit down.
Acharya bolena suno amar vachan kona vibahera ebe korosu laga. Misra puranda putra nama vishambar parama pandita sarva gunera sagar. Tumar kona jogo se mohasoy konilao e koro jodi chitte loy.
Gataks, they don't mess around. You know how to present it. He said, the Brahmin said, listen to my words. You should immediately, on the most auspicious astrological moment, arrange for the marriage of your daughter without delay. And the son of Jagannath Misra, whose name is Vishwambar, is the greatest pundit and is the ocean of all good qualities, is the perfect person suitable for your daughter, my dear sir. I have presented this to you, and if you think it appropriate, then you should immediately accept without delay.
Suniya balavacharya bolena horishe sehena konar pati mile bagho bose. Krishna jadi suprasanna hoyena amare atava kamala gori santushta konare. Tabe se sehena asi milibe jamata abhilambe tumi iha koroho sarvata.
So then, when Balabhacharya heard these words, he became very happy. He said, who can get a husband for his daughter like that unless he's very, very fortunate? If Krishna is very merciful upon me, or if Lakshmi or Gauri are very satisfied with my daughter, then it's possible that she can be married with such a bridegroom. I accept your suggestion. You do the needful immediately.
Sobeyaka vachana bolite lajjapai ami se nirdhana kichu dite shakti nai kona matra devo pancha horito ki diya sobeye agya tumi anibe magiya.
He said, of course, to say everything in one word, a person becomes a bit shy. I am actually very poor, and I don't have anything that I can give. I can only give my daughter, and as a dowry, I'll give 5 horitoki pieces of spice. So this is my offer. You can request whether this will be acceptable.
Bala misse bako sonia acharjo santoshi aila siddhi kore sarbokarjo.
So when the Brahmin Manamali Ghatak heard the words of Balava Misra, he became very satisfied and he said, I'll make everything perfect. I'll make everything successful.
Siddhi gotha asiya kurirai stane safal hoilo karja koro suba kone.
He went and told Mother Sachi, everything is arranged, everything successful. Now you can make all the arrangements at the auspicious time.
Apto loka sune sabe horishita hoila sabe ujjoga ashi korite lagila.
So all of the relatives, when they heard, they all became very satisfied and happy, and everyone started to come for the auspicious wedding occasion.
So now it's going into the wedding details. Arivasha lagna korilana subodine nitya gita nana bado bayo natogani.
So what they do is they have a wedding day, and then the before that is called Arivash. It's the preparatory day. So for that they found auspicious days, and they had special kirtan chanters came, and they were dancing. There was songs. This time different kind, like professional artists and bands and all kinds of things preparing for that the day before.
Chaturdike dichogana kore vedodvani.
On 4 directions, all of the Brahmins were chanting Vedic mantras.
Mode chanda samobo silena dijomoni.
In the center of all of them was seated the jewel of all the Brahmanas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Isharera gonnomala diyasubakane. Arivasha kori lena apto vipragane.
So they gave the prasadam garland on Lord Chaitanya at the auspicious moment, and they all performed the arivas, all of his relatives and other brahmana, qualified brahmanas.
Dibhyaganda chandana tambula mala diya brahmana ganere tushi lena harsha hoya.
And all the brahmanas were also satisfied with sandalwood pulp and with tambula and garlands and other scents and flowers. Then, simultaneously, at the house, there was another adivas for Lakshmi Priya.
Balavachajasi jatavidirupe adivasa koraya gelana kotuke pravati utiya prabhu korisna nodan pitrigone pujilena koriya sama.
So they did the same kind of bathing, and the adivas, they bathed the bride and the bridegroom separately. All the brahmanas come, and with turmeric water and things, they do an abhishek of them. And they worship the brahmanas and ask for their blessings. We did this in South America once, the night before. We had, not the whole bathing in the temple, but he had them go before the brahmanas. And there's four brahmanas, and one brahmana puts rice with turmeric, puts on the head, one puts flowers, one reads certain mantras, and one sprinkles Ganges water. And they have to go down and offer respect to the brahmanas before to get their blessings so that when the next day when they get married, everything will be auspicious. People love it. And the whole thing while I was doing, devotees chant in Hari Bol with drums and everything, and they go in. It's the one time, and they have to give a little dakshin to the Brahmins. We never had an Adivas in North America yet. Be good to have one. I mean, the thing is, like, in every day in South America, we have 400 or 500 people at the temple, 200 people. So, like, Saturday night, if you did it, you're going to have the wedding Sunday. I don't know if anyone would be there. We already have a lot of people come for my lectures. So then, you know, right after the lecture, right, the last thing, we have this little ceremony. It just lasts about 15, 20 minutes. First, the men come in, the bridegrooms, and they get the blessings, and they got to go. They can't supposed to see themselves after that until they get married. Then the brides-to-be come in, and they have the people are all blissed out. Because it's a big... Then they, you know, they stop. They get the blessings. A spontaneous thing. Where am I? I just said, I know where I was, the page. Chaturdeke jijadana korevi dodvani. We did that one. Balavacha jasi jato abhiddi rupe odivasha koraya gelena kutuke. Did that one. So where am I? Nitya Gita Vadye Moha Utilo Mangal Chaturdeke Leho Deho Sane Kolaho. What is Leho Deho? Leho Deho. Acha, so it says everybody was just total bliss. And they were all shouting Hari Bol and dancing, and there was like a big auspicious kirtan and celebration at that time. Kotova mililo asi potibrata gon koteka vaishto mitra brahmana sojan. So many came from the father's side, so many came from others, everyone was coming and they're all meeting each other. Kai kola shindur tambula koila dia stri gonerai tushile nahashoya. They came and they're giving puffed rice, bananas, sindur, what do you call it? Sindur? Kumkum. And other kind of presentations to the mother Sachi and satisfying her. Deva gona deva dugan. Navarupe Prabhu Vibhashi Achana Kotuke. Many of the demigods came down, as well as the wives of the demigods, in human form, so that they could visit and participate in the wedding ceremony of Lord Chaitanya. No one could recognize where all these brahmanas were coming from. They were seen in the room.
Balavacharya emote vidhi akrame korilena deva pitri karjo hashamone.
So then, according to the Vedic rules and regulation, he did the ceremony very happily of giving of the as the father.
Tobe prabhu subakone godule somaye jatra kori ailena misera ai aloye.
Then, at the auspicious moment of Goduli time, Goduli is just before sunset, when it's very cool and nice at that time. That's the time when Krishna came back with the cows. And there would be little dust in the air. That time is called Goduli. It's before twilight, say in the afternoon. Everywhere is a very nice time of the day then. But that's also Vedically a very auspicious time. At that time, Lord Chaitanya, he proceeded on his journey.
Prabhu asile matro misra goshti sone ananda sagare magna hoila sabe mone sambhrame asana diya jata vidhi rupe jamatare bosaila parama kutuke.
So when the Lord, he arrived with all of the goshti, the family members from the Mishra family, that time everyone became filled in an ocean of transcendental bliss. At that time, they offered him a very special seat according to the regulation, greeted their bridegroom, just as we do, greet. This is the next day, just at 4 in the afternoon at the time of Goduli. That time Lord Chaitanya arrives, they give him the garland and a seat, and there's a big reception. He comes not alone, he comes with the whole clan. The whole clan with all his relatives and the kirtan party and dancers and the whole thing. And then they give him the seat. All, you know, very respectfully, very joyfully.
Sheshe sharva alankare koriya bhushito laki kona anailena prabhura shamipe.
Then at the end, after having decorated Lakshmi Priya with all kind of beautiful ornaments and everything, totally decorated, then they brought her next to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, there was, all the people started to yell, Hiva, 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 Hiva! And this way, in the midst of the loud chanting of Haribol and the ladies, obviously at that time probably going Udalvani, but doesn't mention, that time, the father gave the daughter to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya lifted from the father's responsibility, Lakshmi Priya. So then after that, then they exchanged their garlands. And this way, Lakshmi Narayan, the original Krishna, and his goddess of fortune, they're again being married.
Dibomala diyaloki prabhur charane namaskari korilena ato samarpane.
Then Lakshmi Priya offered flowers at the lotus feet of the Lord, paid her obeisances, and surrendered her life in his service.
Sarvodeke moha joya joya haridwani utilo paramananda arnahi suni.
And all of the directions, there was a huge jai 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 haribo haribo jai jai. There was such a transcendental bliss surrounded everyone that you couldn't hear anything but the shouting of Jai Jai and Hari Bol.
Henomate Shimoka Chandrika Kori Rase Bosilena Prabhu Laki Kori Bamo Pashe.
And that way Lord Chaitanya took Lakshmi on his left side.
Pratama Boyasha Prabhu Jiniya Modan Bama Pashe Loki Bosi Leno Shekhan.
Yeah, well, first she was on the right, then goes to the left.
Kishoba Kishuka Sehoilo Misro Gore Konjan Taha Bani Bare Shakti Dhore.
What transcendental beauty from all of this, and who can explain the happiness of the members of the Misra family? Who can say, who can explain the transcendental ecstasy which was abounding there during this pastime?
Tobe sashe balava korite kondodan bosilena lehena bishmaka vidyama.
Oh, actually what happened was Balavacharya gave his daughter, presented to Lord Chaitanya. And all these things happened, but according to this, at the end, then the actual final mantras, where you say that may this daughter, on behalf of Radha Krishna, be given to the final Konya Dan, was performed by Balavacharya. By the father, yeah. Jai charane paddo diya shankara brahma jagata shri jite shakti hailo shabar heno pada padme paddo dilo biprabhar vastra mala chandane bushiya kolebar. It's exactly the same mantras that we read out. He says the mantras that just as Shankar and Gauri, just as Lakshmi and Narayana, just as, you know, may this, you know, they be fixed up like that. Saying these different mantras and with all kind of gifts of clothing and garlands and sandal and everything, that now I'm giving you my daughter. Jata vidi rupe kona kori samarpan, that according to the Vedic system, I'm surrendering my daughter to you under your charge. Anando sagare magna haila brahman. This way he was himself in an ocean of happiness to be able to give his daughter to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tabe jato kichu kula byabohar ache pati brata gana taha korile na pache. And whatever special little family traditions they had after that, they all performed those things in the end. Se ratri totai thaki tobe aro dine nicho grihe choli jena prabhu lokishone. So then they stayed overnight there and with other programs, and the next day Lord Chaitanya went back to his house along with Lakshmi Priya. And when they are going, Lucky Sohite Prabhu Choriya Dulai Aisena Dekite Shakalokedai. So when Lord Chaitanya was coming back with his bride, there's thousands and thousands of people, they all gathered on the road to see Lord Chaitanya with Lakshmi Priya. They're running so they could see. Gandomalo Alankara Mokota Chandan Kajole Uchal Dui Lakhi Narayan. That time Lord Chaitanya was wearing garlands and he was all decorated with a helmet and chandan, with a, you know, headdress. And this way, so the very effulgent Lakshmi Narayan were walking, or were being transported. It says here, Dolai. I think that Dolai might mean they were carried on a palanquin, but I'm not sure what Dolai means. We say Julan Dolai. Dolai, what's a Dolai? Dolai? It says here, Dolai. Prabhu Choriya Dholai. Dholai is palki. Dholai? Dholai. Choriya. Choriya means he got on something. He's riding. Dholai is a car or a palki or a palanquin? Palki, that's what I think. Palanquin. He's being carried back by Sarva Loka Deke Matra Dhanya Dhanya Bole. All the people are saying Danya, that they're saying, you know, very auspicious, very wonderful. They're all saying Hari Bol. Visheshe Strigan Ati Porilena Bhole. And when the women are singing, they're all making auspicious vibrations. Koto Kaleva Bhagavati Horagori. And they're saying, what a fortunate this girl. Nishkopate Shevilena Koto Bhakti Kori. He says, what a fortunate, what puja did she do to Shiva and Parvati to get a husband like that? Alpo bhagye konarki heno shami mile e horagori heno buji keho bole. With just a little fortune, is it possible for a girl to get a husband? Who can understand the mercy of Shiva and Parvati, of Hora and Gauri. Like this they are talking of women, you know. Keho bole Indra Sachi, Ratiba Madan, Kono nari vole e loki narayan. Someone saying that they look just like Indra and Sachi. Or like Rati and Madan, like Cupid and Rati. Someone saying they look just like Lakshmi and Narayan.
Kono nari gana vole jano sitaram. Dola dolopori sobi ache oti anupam.
Someone said they look just like Sita and Ram. This way everyone was praising how they look so transcendental. So beautiful.
Emoto nana rupe bole narigone. Subha drishte sobi deki loki narayane.
This way, so many of the women folk were speaking, they didn't realize actually, with auspicious vision, they were actually seeing the original Lakshmi and Narayan.
Hanomate nito gito vato kola hole, nicho grihe prabhu ailena sandokale.
So by the time Lord Chaitanya reached, accompanied by dancing and chanting and various playing of musical instruments, he reached his own house just at the time of sunset, the day after the marriage.
Tobe sochi devi bipro patni gonaloya putra badu gore anilena hashahoya.
So then Mother Sachi finally was very happy to receive her new daughter-in-law and her son back to her house. And it goes on. So here's the... Alright, that's actually only three more verses. Let's hear what you got by hearing this.
Dvijavadi jato jati nato vajaniya sobare tushila dhana bastrabakodiya.
So all the people that came along chanting and dancing and singing Hare Krishna kirtan, she satisfied every one of them giving wealth, clothing, and sweet words.
Jai suniye prabhura vivaha punya kotha tahara sangsara bandha nahaya sarvata.
Whoever hears the auspicious transcendental pastime of Lord Chaitanya's marriage will never be tied down to the bondage of the material repetition of birth and death. The bondage of Shangshar ever. This is explained here.
The purport Bhakti Siddhanta Sagar says here that,
and normally in the material world, in the ordinary material world, the time, the festivals and things between the bridegroom and the bride and the marriage, people always like to hear, it's seen that people like to hear about these things anyway.
Tahate utsahito hoya.
But by hearing those things, they become more, people in general become more bound to material attachments. But the Lord of Maya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his hearing about his marriages does not have the same kind of effect. Actually, Lord Chaitanya's whole pastime is for liberating the people from the material world. If somebody thinks that Lord Chaitanya's marriage is something like a material affair, then that person, of course, is in Maya, in the worst kind of Maya. But actually, one should know, of course, that the Lord is all type of enjoyment is actually the property of the Lord. And that actually to take shelter of him as his servant or female servant and the transcendental variegatedness of his devotional service can never fall within any kind of inauspiciousness in their lives. So that place where Bhagavan transcendental happiness is present, at that place there can't be any room for sense gratification. This is, and then he quotes various verses from the Bhagavatam, which show that wherever there is transcendental loving devotion for the Lord, at that place there's no room for sense gratification. So Bhagavan Sri Vishnu Mayadish Aprakrita Bastu. So we should never think that the Lord is under the sway of Maya, but he's always transcendental to Maya's influence. So someone who has this transcendental realization at the service of the Lord and the service of the Lord, and who has a desire to serve the Lord and to use his tongue in glorifying the Lord, those devotees are never bound by the chains of the material world. And they are always, or in other words, someone who is absorbed in the transcendental happiness of serving the Lord and hearing his glories, they are liberated from the bondage of the material attachments and material world, and they're never kept under the bondage of sense gratification, and they don't become materialistic enjoyers. Prabhu Parshe, alright, that's about it. Hare Krishna. Thank you, sir. Sorry.